Finally tonight, a story from PBS Student Reporting Labs, our high school journalism training program. They traveled to Maryland to learn about one man's very unique job as a so-called river keeper.
Give me a hand, get that up on the deck. Going up.
My name is Fred Tutman, and I'm the river keeper on the Patuxent River for the last 21 years. As the river keeper, I'm an advocate for clean water on the state's longest and deepest inside the state river. This river doesn't go anywhere except Maryland. My main mission as a river keeper is to not only protect the resource to the best we can, so we do file lawsuits and lobby for a policy change and new laws and better laws, but also to preserve, particularly on the Patuxent, the tradition of community activism. I kind of stumbled into this work. I was a late life law student after a career in television and radio. And I just thought this was made for me. I grew up next to the Patuxent River, and so this was my home river. I grew up as a boy playing on the river, having little adventures. Kind of like Huck Finn or in Mark Twain's novels. I was a kid who played around building my homemade rafts and trying to catch fish in various ways. So the summer camps are a passion project of myself and the people who work here at Patuxent River Keeper. All of us have had mentoring. All of us have had people who have been kind to us and shown us stuff along the way. Everybody needs mentors. I've seen kids really transformed. I've seen kids come here scared of the water and leave this camp thinking, I got this. I love that. I think that's really exciting. And who knows, maybe we'll find another river keeper. I'm not a young man anymore. I've had two careers behind me, you know, and I look ahead to some form of succession someday and think if there's going to be a river keeper, maybe it'll come from this community that we've started to build. And I think the isms, you know, classism, racism, sexism, and those infect every institution, not just the environmental ones. The truth is, the environment is, whether it's intentional or not, is segregated. What people experience in the environment is unique to their social orientation. And I think that's where we have to really integrate these movements. These movements are dying for more participation from people of color, people from all walks. Clean water, we cannot live without it. And then the reality is, I don't think the planet's going to get cleaned up by just white people doing all the work and the rest of us standing around saying, oh, I'm going to be diverse. You know, I mean, how crazy is that? How incomplete a story. The story of America is the story of everybody.
Terrific student journalism there.